Focus on Open Science. The purpose of these short interviews is to introduce the concept and values of the Open Science agenda to new communities. The interviews can be seen as an introduction to the disruptive change which Open Science brings. The interview partners will offer a glimpse on Open Science core elements from the perspective of libraries, open access, research data management, e-infrastructures and citizen science are deeply interconnected and form a building block that represents a future role for libraries. My name is Martin Gastana. I conducted the following interviews at the Open Science Workshop, which was carried out at the University of Vienna in late 2017.
My name is Tiberius Ignat of Scientific Knowledge Services. I'm a director of Scientific Knowledge Services. And we are supporting, as part of our development, a shift towards open science, and more specifically in roles for libraries, in citizen science, and in research data management as well.
Citizen science and the importance of open science. Can you give me a statement on that complex?
We see three major shifts in science, and one of these is the relationship between science and society. And citizen science is coming into that shift of how the relationship between science and society is changed and is going to be changed. The society is investing in science, but by making available funds and other resources. There is a return of investment which is at its turn expected by society from science. And one of the things is involving citizens in science, not only for helping for new discoveries, but also for having a new coordination of education of citizens by keeping them busy with science. Second is how science is communicating to society. And this is another thing why citizen science is relevant for open science, is not only the ivory tower communication, which might be said about the scholarly communication, where peers communicate among themselves, but it's also about how science is communicating to the outside world, and that can be done through lay summaries, for example, or pop science, or other outlets of citizen science. 10 years from now, it's quite interesting. I think 10 years from now, we should have data sets in form of digital objects that can have a fully fair attribute, to be findable, to be accessible, to be interoperable and reusable. We should have 10 years from now, we should have citizens participating in science the same as they are participating in other areas of society at this moment, like politics or entertaining or something like this. To have science contributing to the broader society in a different way, not only by making discoveries, but also educating more people. And why not to have libraries reinvented and re-engineered and to continue to be a central part of our society and research communities? I would like to have an encouragement for libraries to develop so-called intrapreneurial skills, not necessarily something that is reserved only for private companies, to be intrapreneurial, to find new roles, to find new ways to achieve the goals they have, and to be innovative. This is a specific term which was coined about 20 years ago, being intrapreneurial.